Israel-Palestinian tension is at its peak. Israel and Palestine geopolitical struggle. This article is unbiased. The article analyzes the escalating conflict between Israel and Palestine and how it affects regional and global dynamics. It argues that the US and Europe are facing increasing pressure to reconsider their stance on the Israeli-Palestinian issue, as pro-Palestinian demonstrations have erupted in many countries. The article also mentions the US's Secretary of State's visit to Turkey. In response, Palestine supporters have organized widespread demonstrations throughout the United States and Europe. The conflict between Israel and Palestine has transcended national boundaries, becoming a global issue that directly implicates universal humanitarian and legal values. These demonstrations champion Palestine's cause, calling for an immediate cessation of the ongoing conflict and urging world powers to take decisive action toward peace. In Australia, senators vacated the Senate chamber due to the government's failure to request a cessation of hostilities in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Several high-profile members of the UK's Labour Party resigned. Last night, supporters of the Palestinian cause attempted to impede the progress of a ship ferrying arms to Israel by invading the harbour in Washington. They daubed the metal fences surrounding the White House with red paint. The increasing number of supporters of Palestine in the US and Europe is causing unease among Western leaders. Josep Borrell, the High Representative of the European Union, EU, for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, and Vice President of the Commission, described the conflict in Israel as a battle between civilizations or religions. If this conflict were to persist as a religious war, it could spread throughout the region and result in popular uprisings that would affect Europe the most. In such a scenario, Europe would suffer the most. These events will create internal problems in the USA. The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, said that Israel cannot stay in Gaza for long, stressing that Gaza will be an important part of any future Palestinian state. Jordan's Prime Minister said that if Israel tries to send Palestinians to the Sinai Desert in agreement with Egypt, it would be an act of war. Egypt has made a show of force by massing military equipment on the border with Israel. This situation disturbed and worried the US very much. That is why the US started diplomatic talks with the countries in the region. Saudi Arabia and the UAE are keeping quiet. Music festivals and parties are organized in Saudi Arabia, and Halloween festivities are organized in the UAE. These two states do not care that there is a war right under their noses. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit to Turkey is aimed at resolving the conflict between Israel and Palestine. Upon US Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit to Turkey, there was no presence of senior Turkish officials to extend a greeting. Instead, the deputy governor of Ankara welcomed him, which was a mediocre representation. Antony Blinken was unwelcome and viewed as undesirable during his visit. Furthermore, when Antony Blinken attempted to embrace Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan, his gesture was rejected. Antony Blinken and Hakan Fidan had a productive discussion, during which Hakan Fidan indicated that Turkey is providing support to Palestine. A photo of Al-Aqsa Mosque was present on the table, conveying a significant message. Protests in support of Palestine are widespread and growing. As a result, certain countries have recalled their diplomats from Israel. Various Jewish organizations across the globe are protesting in favor of the two-state solution while criticizing Israel. The impact of such protests on the human rights record of the leaders of the US and European countries is in question, potentially damaging their credibility and prestige. In Europe and the United States, Arabs and Jews are in conflict, resulting in violence and loss of life. The situation is detrimental to both Israel and the Middle East region. It is imperative that Israel brings an end to this conflict and implements a two-state solution promptly. The large-scale Palestinian protests have brought into question the effectiveness of Western humanitarian values and legal policies. Foreign Secretary of the Russian Federation, Sergei Lavrov, stated that the Middle East has been pushed to the brink of war by the Anglo-Saxon coalition. If we examine Israel's internal politics, a lack of unity and solidarity is evident, and there exist numerous differences of opinion. Recently, a group of individuals protested outside the residence of Benjamin Netanyahu. Significant disputes between state supporters and opposition factions persist within Israel. After the cessation of the conflict, Benjamin Netanyahu will vacate his position within the state administration. Israel has implemented a blockade on Gaza and separated it into two parts. Since the commencement of its military campaign in Gaza, Israel has suffered the loss of 326 soldiers. A further increase in this number could result in more complex internal dynamics in Israel. There are ongoing demonstrations against Israel in West Sharia, which may contribute to unrest in the array. To date, 10,000 individuals have lost their lives in Gaza. If this figure were to rise to 40,000 or greater, then it is expected that worldwide demonstrations in favor of Palestine would increase, presenting an insurmountable challenge to the governments of the United States and Europe. Notably, the U.S. has issued a call for a truce between Israel and Palestine. Joe Biden's call for a ceasefire shows that the protests in support of Palestine are working. Recently, in an episode of violence, a security officer was fatally wounded during an armed attack on Mahmoud Abbas. Israel's strong statements towards Iran lead me to believe that a potential strike on Iran's nuclear facilities may occur soon. Joe Biden and Antony Blinken previously opposed a cessation of hostilities, but are now actively involved in seeking a ceasefire between Israel and Palestine. The recent worldwide demonstrations have drastically altered international attitudes toward the conflict in the region, highlighting the significance and efficacy of mass protests. The discussion regarding Israel and Palestine has evolved into a matter of geopolitical importance. If the U.S. wishes to sustain its authority in the Middle East, it ought to establish peace between Israel and Palestine. Failure to do so may result in a significant diminution of influence. There is already a movement in Europe and the USA based on religion and human rights. Nobody wants any more problems. Regional events can have a significant impact worldwide. Therefore, it is vital to analyze the involvement of both regional and global powers. It is important to calculate what the global mind is planning and what the possibilities are, and assess the potential outcomes. If you want to support my blog, you can subscribe to my blog by email from the bottom of the blog's homepage. If you subscribe to my blog, you will receive notifications via email from the articles I will share. You can share my articles so that I can reach more readers. Thank you. International Relations, Threat, and Geopolitics Analysis. Kanan, Haydarov. Subject: Israel-Palestinian tension is at its peak. Data: GAO 8.111, 2023.